Please be aware that this audio drama is a dark look into the truth and consequences of mental illness, and may be distressing for some viewers. Violence, murder, graphic bodily harm, and aggressive voices with some swear words will be used throughout.
Morning, Levi. Ready to go see Dr. Warren?
Yes, I have something important to tell her.
I'm sure you do, kid.
Come in. Good morning, Levi. How are you feeling?
I'm fine.
You seem to be in a hurry.
I remembered something. Something that I can't handle with a clear mind.
Okay, do you want to talk about it?
I have to. Just, it's really bad.
Everything you've told me about so far is really bad. I'm sure this can't be much worse.
Okay, just understand that Dustin had a shotgun to my head. I would have been dead if I hadn't.
Levi, I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to help you.
I had been at the cabin for 4 months, I think. They were fine, and I was already eating whatever they had. Which I didn't find out until a while later was actual children's meat. I hadn't participated in the hunts or the carving of the kids. That song. That damn song. They tried to kill me twice. But I couldn't let myself die that easily. Not with what I knew. Dustin came home after Hurley attempted to throw me off Dropper's Ledge, and wasn't happy when I was sitting there very much still alive. Hurley was mad too. He just showed it differently. He told me to help them.
Help with what?
There was a girl in the body bag. She couldn't have been more than 8 years old. She was still alive. Dustin wanted to collect trophies from her to keep her spirit bound. He made me cut off her arms. She just stared at me. I can't. Kara was guiding me the whole time. It was the only way. I have to save them.
How do you feel about it?
Sick. How could I do that?
Sometimes you do what you have to do in order to survive. This is an extreme case, but you did what you had to do.
No, there had to have been another way. Is that the same excuse you'll make for me starting to participate in the actual hunts too? I'm sick!
Take a deep breath, Levi. I'm not making excuses. There's no doubt what you did was wrong. But you were under extreme stress, and it was a life or death situation. And to me, it's clear you made the right one.
By killing a little girl? By killing dozens of other children? And learning to eat human meat? That's a good decision?
You're here now to tell me about it, right? You survived so you could free those kids, and we want to help you.
What?
They completely had your brain rewired. We want to keep asking the same questions, make sure the stories never change before we know it was true. How many times do you think you've told me these stories?
I don't understand.
It's clear to me that you're telling the truth, and I've chosen to trust you and everything you've said. I've heard every story that you've had from that cabin at least 3 times. And every time, it is completely the same.
Why don't I remember?
Because your brain is still protecting you. Soon, it won't have to, though. Tell me, Levi, is there something you're afraid of?
They'll come for me. I can't turn them in. They'll come for me.
Ugh. Give him a chance to rest. I've notified the family and asked for his friend to be here. They'll be here in about 2 hours to see him.
Come on, kid. Let's get you back to your room.
What if they come through the window?
That's impossible.
But what if they come in and say they're visitors for me?
If they don't have IDs or some relation to you, they can't get past the receptionist desk. We are a very secure facility, Levi. You're safe.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Feeling okay?
The jar I had with me when I came out of the woods. Where is it?
I don't know. You stopped at your friend's house before coming here. Maybe you left it there.
I need it. It's important.
Okay. We'll see about that later. Come on. We have some people here to see you.
Who would be visiting me? I don't have anyone. Who is it?
Just be patient. We're almost there, and you can see them for yourself.
What? Who are you?
Now, don't be that way. You're the one who ignored me, and I had to hear from Austin.
Ma'am, please don't get mad at him right now. He's been severely traumatized and clearly not in the best state of mind right now.
Do you have the jar?
Jar? What are you talking about?
The jar that has Kara in it. Where is it?
I don't know. Why is it important right now?
It's the only piece of evidence left. Marin burned the cabin to help me escape. The jar that holds Kara is the only way.
He has it. I can feel it. In his bag.
Please give it to me. I have to turn it in.
Man, this is really weird. But you're right. I brought it with me. Figured you'd know what it was better than anyone.
Thank you. Also, I'm sorry.
Levi, where did you get those?
Kara gave them to me before they helped me escape the cabin. It's most likely the only piece of evidence left of what they did there.
Levi, are you aware?
I am. Kara trusted me with getting them here. She's only 8. Dustin kept them as a trophy, among many other things from the kids that he brought back to the cabin.
Oh my god. That's horrible.
The police will be here soon. They want to investigate the cabin, if there's anything left. You have to recount some of your experiences there.
Will I go to jail too?
No. If the hunters are still alive at the cabin, they will be taken into custody. But at this point, you're just a victim of kidnapping.
I went out there willingly, though.
Yeah, but you didn't mean to stay. That's what makes it a kidnapping.
I thought I said not to notify family or friends yet.
I made the call. I think you're ready to at least visit with them now.
Austin, I'm so sorry for my actions the day I came back. I can remember it. I feel crazy, and it doesn't even feel like it was me.
That's because it wasn't. But I'm glad to see you're healing. Hopefully no more expeditions.
Yeah, well, most of my equipment probably got burned up in the cabin anyway. It all died months ago. I had started forgetting what my reason for being there was.
Take that as a chance to start up a new, safer hobby, maybe?
Maybe. Or I'll just stick to less promising leads and get actual dead-end investigations.
Levi, what's wrong?
This happens sometimes. The hunters attempted to kill him multiple times. That phrase is something one of them used to say to him. Just help him sit down and wait for it to pass.
How long will he be like this?
I can give him tools to manage and cope, but this will affect him for the rest of his life. These episodes usually only last for about 30 seconds. Sometimes he's back to normal when he snaps back. Sometimes he's dissociated. It's all normal and a part of the process.
I just don't understand. He's harmless. He's such a kind-hearted boy. He just wanted to do the right thing.
We've really tried to tell him not to go, but he's stubborn.
I have noticed that.
Sorry, I don't know what happened. What were we talking about?
Nothing, sweetheart. Don't worry about it.
You are nothing if not consistent.
I do tend to be stubborn, and apparently people actually worry about me.
Of course we worry about you. You always like to go off on your own and do these investigations, and you don't contact anyone for days at a time.
Ma'am, no yelling, please.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be getting mad at you for this. It's just that you're my son, and if anything worse had happened to you, I don't know what I'd do.
Mom, I'm alive. Though I really shouldn't be. I'm right here, and I'm not going anywhere. I lost all my equipment anyway. I'll go back to college, get a degree in journalism, and do something safer.
I'm so happy you're alive.
She's so nice. Reminds me of my mother. I wish I could see her again.
When will the police be here?
They've been here. They were just trying to give you some time with your family.
I would like to talk to them now. Get this over with.
Okay. Go ahead and take a seat. I'll bring them in. You two are welcome to stay here. You can also wait outside. It's up to you.
But you may not want to hear what I have to say.
I'll stay. I want to know more about these people.
You're all healed up?
Yes. It took a while to walk normally, but I'm fine now.
I can imagine. Getting shot is no joke. You were shot?
Ma'am, you can be in here. But please, don't interrupt the conversation.
We have a series of pictures we want to show you. You said you saw the kids, right?
Yes, I can identify them.
Okay, just let us know if you need to stop.
Okay.
Me! That's me! Can you tell them anymore?
I don't know if I can say that to them. Not yet. There's only one kid I don't see. That's all of them. I've seen all of them. This one, Marin, is the ringleader.
They went missing nearly 10 years ago. The dad was known to be a bit eccentric.
That is a way to put it.
You know them personally?
Yeah. I spent most of a year with them, apparently.
Okay. So you said Marin is the ringleader. What do they do as ringleader?
She sings. She helps kids get comfortable with being dead. And then she keeps them and plays with them. She traps adults too, but they don't like adults. At least, not to eat.
Did you ever eat with them, or participate in the murders?
I didn't, for a long time. I watched once when they carved a kid. This one. I was there for almost a month before I ate anything. I didn't know what it was until later. About 4 months in, I was forced to carve her up.
Okay. When you say forced, was it Marin or her dad?
Dustin. He had a gun to my head.
Who helped you through that?
Kara. She sang the same song to me, but her voice was calming, mind-numbing qualities, and she took control of me, guiding me where to cut.
And what is this?
The only thing left of Kara's body. She sent me with them to give to you.
Tell them I'm here!
I can't.
Can't what?
It's nothing.
Levi, it's best to tell them everything.
Fine. Kara is still with me. She wants to make sure that we can find the cabin again, and she wants to see her mom one more time.
Why wouldn't we be able to find the cabin?
It's all kind of a blur, the day I escaped. All of the kids brought in these animals and they were tearing up the cabin. I just ran, but Dustin saw me, and that's when he shot me in the knee. He was yelling and then shot two more times, my ankle and hand. Then there was a fire. Marin started it, so Dustin ran back, and Hurley and Scarlet started after me. The only landmark that I had was destroyed when the kids that I was forced to... destroyed it in order to keep me from escaping. From what Kara has told me, there's very little left there, if any at all.
So, if we carry this jar with us, will she be able to travel with us?
Yes. I would like to go with you, though, when you do go. I know most of my stuff probably got destroyed, but I would like to see it again.
We'll see. It may be better for us to just go in and see what we can find. If the hunters are there, we don't want you to get caught in the crossfire.
I understand. Just don't do anything with Kara's remains. I know it'll be hard for her mom, but I do want to take her to see her mom one more time.
Of course.